Right, we're up to Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom. Man Tana Lohod de Tana Rabbanan. Who is the author of this braisa? Bayi she'ein bo arba amos, al arba amos. Potter min amezuzah, a room. Bayis doesn't just mean a house, the way we understand the house. Bayis a room. A room that is less than 4 amos by 4 amos. It's potter min amezuzah. There's a machlokas rishonim, whether that's area or mamish, it has to have 4 amos by 4 amos minimum on each side. The Rosh holds that you only chayv in mezuzah if the room is 4 by 4 or more on either side. And the Rambam holds as long as it has the area of 16 square amos, it could be 8 by 2. It's also chayv in mezuzah. Umin amake, if you have a room that's less than 4 by 4, then on top of it, you don't have to put a makkah. Vein matame ben egoyim. It's not makabel tumas tzoras batim. Vein nechlat bebotei orechoma. If it's in orechoma, the halacha is that the owner who is, what's it called, sells it, has 1 year to redeem it. If he doesn't redeem it within that year, then it becomes the property of the buyer forever. It doesn't go back in yovel. It's less than arba arma. The halacha bote or echoma doesn't apply. It's not a bias. Ve'ein chozin olam miorchi amuchama. If you build a room like that, it's less than arba arba. You don't go back from the war because a person asher bona bias v'lo chanocho. Ve'ein ma'arvin bo. You can't make an eruv with what's it called with that room. See 1 second what it means. Ve'ein mishtatin bo. Can't make shituf mavos with that kind of room. The ein menichim bo eruv. You don't put the eruv in that place. The ein also ibur ben shtei ayoros, and it doesn't become a ibur between two cities. Rashi explain what it means. If you have 70 amos plus a little bit at the end of the city, it becomes ibur for the city. And you start counting the Eruvei Tchumim from after that 70 Amos. If you have two cities, and one has a little bit more than 70 Amos, and a little bit more, so 71 Amos, and the other one has 71 Amos, the two cities aren't considered one city. They're considered two separate cities, and the people in one city only have 2,000 Amos, even if it ends in the middle of the other city, and vice versa. But if the cities are within 142 amos of each other, right? 141 amos, 70 amos plus, less each city, then the cities are considered one. If there's a little bit more than 70 amos and plus between the cities, and there's a house in between. So the house is mitzarif both of them. But if the house is less than arba amos by arba amos, it's not mitzarif them, and each city is considered separate. We'll see Rashi explains it, so we'll go over it. Vein ho'achim va'ashutfim cholkim bo, and brothers or shutfim that were shutuf in this room can't force one another to split it up because each one won't get an amount to use. See, the Gemara is going to explain that it's not talking stam about splitting that room up, but it's talking about something else. Gemara says, all these halachas, lema Rebbe hivalo rabbanan, because the Rebbe holds that a sukkah minimum measurement is 4 by 4. So mail the same thing with all these other things. It's not called a bias with less than 4 by 4. But the rabbanan hold that a sukkah is kosher even 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, right? According to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, you need the shulchan, but the maximum that you know the halacha wise is 7 by 7 tefachim. So the chora, even if the room is less than 4 by 4, even if it's just 7 by 7, should be okay according to the rabbanan. Where it says no, afilu tamer rabbanan, even the rabbanan could hold of all these halachas. Ad kan lo kamri rabbanan hasam elin sukkah the dearest aroyi. When did the rabbanan hold that less than 4 by 4 is considered a valid if by a sukkah? Where a sukkah you only need dearest aroyi, a dearest aroyi it is. Avol gabi bayis the dearest kevahu. Afilo rabbanim modo di ispe dalad amos al dalad amos diary ba inchi the ilo lo diary ba inchi. But when it comes to a bias, things that depend on being a bias, that's diras keva, less than 4x4. Even the rabbanon agree a bias it's not. A sukkah doesn't have to be a bias. A sukkah has to be only diras aroi, and therefore the shear is smaller for a sukkah than for all these other things. Okay, Tirashi. Potter min amezuzah, kulam afarish time lekaman. The Gemara will explain the reason for all of these. The eno nechlat ela podeu laolam. Right, it doesn't become the property of the buyer if you didn't redeem it within a year, but you can redeem it at any point. Biyotzi biyovel mogalo, and if you didn't redeem it, right, then it comes back by yovel. Kashar karka belo binyan, just like any other land that doesn't have a binyan. But the orichoma, houses built in walled cities have this special halacha that you can only redeem it the first year. And if you didn't redeem it the first year, then it's nechla, it doesn't come back in yovel. Can't redeem it anymore, and it doesn't come back in yovel. But karka in orechoma has a regular din that you can redeem it whenever you want, and in the end it comes back in yovel. Somebody builds a new house, hasn't yet made chanukah sabayis, doesn't go into war. But if he has a house that's less than 4 amas by 4 amas, he does. The ein ma'arvin bo derech bateim lios psuchim mechotzer. Right, this is the idea of an eruv. They had many houses opened into one common courtyard. The harbi batim psuchim mechotzer achas. The hein yotzim derech chotzer sarabim. They would go through this courtyard into the rishus sarabim. Nimtza hachotzer rishus lekulam v'abatim kol echad miyuchad lebayla. Comes out the courtyard is a common rishus, even though it's really rishus hayachid, but it's a common rishus. And each one's house is his own private rishus. The Omru Chachamim, Emotim Rishus L'Rishus below Eilud. Shei Oriv call it Rishios, the Osim Rishus Achas. And the Rabbanan said, we're afraid that people will think you carry from your private house into a Rishus that is common. People think you can carry from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabin. They won't realize that Rishus Hayochid and Rishus Harabin have nothing to do with ownership, but has to do with the dimensions and the mechitzas. But here they'll see you're carrying into the courtyard, which everybody owns together, from your own private house. So you see you're carrying from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabin. Therefore, they said, in order to make a heker, you have to somehow make all the houses the same Rishus as the Chotzer. Everybody's house should be considered common property, so you do that through an Eruv. You tiknu litain kol bayis ubayis shebechotzer pas, the kulam b'salechot, everybody donates a loaf of bread, and they put them in one basket and put it in one house, and that way everybody is a shutif in everybody else's house through this. Everybody becomes as if they have common property in that one house, and all the houses become the same common property as the chotzer, and therefore people know you're not carrying from Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabin, you're carrying from one Rishos to another Rishos, which are similar. The Cholabatim Dira Achas, all the houses now become like one house and common ownership. It's just like the Chotzer, which is common ownership. Now there's no place to make a mistake anymore that you're carrying from one Rishos to another because the Rishuyos are the same. Vashmin and Hochet, the Bayi Shein, Bodal, Rodal, it ain't Sarf Likin Sapas. So the first halacha is that a house or a room that's not 4x4 doesn't have to, what's it called, be part of this, because it's not considered a house. So the person who lives in a house that's less than 4x4 does not have to contribute towards the Eruv. His house isn't considered a Rishus. They mishtafim bo, shetikhu chavom al-kol chotzer ha-psuchel ha-movi. Then they had a lot of these chatseros, a lot of courtyards with houses open to them that opened into one common alley. And from the alley, and the courtyard opened into the alley, and the alley opened into Rishus HaRabin. So they made a takana also, same kind of thing. If all the people in the chotzer made an Eruv, so now they're all one Rishus. But they're different Rishus from the people who in the Mavui, because the Mavui is a common Rishus for many chatseros. And this chotzer is only one Rishus. So again, it looks like you're carrying from one Rishus of the chotzer into the Mavui, which is a common Rishus, more common Rishus. Therefore, they made a halach of shituf mavos. that all the people who live in the chatzeros of that mavui, right, contribute again the one common thing with all the chatzeros, right? Kederos etiknu eruv lebote hachatzer shiunosim b'shituf the bias cotton zeh pasuach lechatzer shebemavui the ein bias acher pasuach lo ein mishtatin bo ein tzrichalit en shituf. If you only have that one of these houses that's less than arba that opens into the chatzer, right, that doesn't have to, they don't have to contribute towards the shituf mavos because they don't count. The ein menichin bo eruv, you don't put the eruv in that house hechatzer. The Eruv of the Chatzar you don't put in the house, which is less than Arba Amma. Lachar Shigovo Sominabat. You have to put it in one of the houses that had to give part of the Eruv, not a house that's exempt from the Eruv. The Ein Osin also Ibur Ben Shnei Ayoros. You don't make it an Ibur between two cities to consider them one city, Legabe Eruv Etchumim. Disnam Mesechus Eruvin. Nostin Karfif L'Shtei Ayoros. You know, make a karfif between two cities. Im yesh lezu shivim am v'shirayim. From the last house in the city, if there's 70 amas and a little bit, and no more, and from the other city, 70 amas and a little bit more, but no more than that, so the two cities, what's it called, are considered one city. Lezu shivim am v'shirayim, osa karfif l'shteyam liosachas. Then they're considered one city, because the 70 amas plus a little bit is considered like an extension of the city. So each city's extension is, what's it called, contiguous with the other city's extension. So the two cities become like one city. Shtei ayoros amadolos mizu mizu, kuf mem aleph amos ushlish. Right? However, if they're farther away, then 70 amos plus a little bit. So there are 141 amos and a third separated. So now they're farther away than that little bit that's considered the extension. So normally they wouldn't be considered one city. They'd be considered two separate cities, and each city can only walk 2,000 amas, and wherever it ends in the other city, that's where they have to stop. If they're considered one city, you can walk the entire, both cities, plus a 2,000 amas to any direction, right, one of the directions, past either city. But if there's a house in between, there's more than 70 amas plus a little bit past each city to the other city, but there's a house in between that connects them. Nimtso, so bayis besoch shivim v'ama v'dalet tfachim l'shteyim, and that house is within, what's called, the walls of that house are within 70 amas plus a little bit of each city, right? So then, nasa oso bayis ki'ibur lahem. Then the house connects the two cities. Keisha ubra shekresa boletus. The Russian ibur is like a pregnant woman who extends a little bit beyond her normal place. Umitztaref eslio shteim kachas. And then both cities become one city. Lelon bachas. Meaning somebody who starts Shabbos off in one of these cities. Shiushteim lo kedalad amas. Both cities together are considered like dalad amas. And you have 2,000 amas beyond either city. Umona alpaya michutz lahim. But if the house itself is less than Dalad Amas, it can't connect these two cities. We think now that the house is less than Dalad Amas by Dalad Amas, neither one can force the other one to split up. You have to keep it in partnership. Because neither one's going to get something they can use. Right, something less than two amas. The Gemara says in the end it's not like that. Lema Rebbe, he the lo choshev sukkah b'tzir midalad amas. Let's say this whole brisa goes according to Rebbe, who like same thing by sukkah says not a sukkah if it's less than dalad amas by dalad amas. The lo rabbanan dechi hechi the machshir b'sukkah al madirah. Just like they say a sukkah is kosher even less than arba amos, seven tvachim by seven tvachim. So koshkein what's so these things also are kosher less than dalad amas. Vuadin lechol mili de bayis. Zemara says no. He could have even the rabbanon. The rabbanon only hold that a sukkah is kosher less than arba amas because it's diras aroi. But something you need a bayis is not a bayis unless it's dalad amas. Now the Gemara is going to discuss each one of these things. Omer Mar. We're going back now over the list. Potter min amezuzah u min amake ve'eino metami b'negoyim, ve'eino nechlet b'bote ori choma, ve'ein chosen olav mi'orcha m'lchoma, my time. All these have one common reason, the bias k'sivu. It says by all of them, bias. And less than dalad al dalad is not called a bias. K'sivu b'kulu. So now how about the other ones that don't depend on bias, or it's not a pasuk, so why are they no good? Ve'ein ma'arvin bo. Why did the Rabbanan say that if you have a room less than dalad al dalad, a house less than dalad al dalad, you don't have to contribute to the Eruv? It's not part of the Eruv, and therefore it doesn't make the rest of them osur, even if they didn't contribute. They mishtachtin bo, and does not become part of the shituf mavos. If you have a house less than 4x4 that opens into a chotzer, that chotzer and that house don't osur the rest of the mavui. The ein menichim bo Eruv, and you can't put the Eruv in that place either. My timer, the lochazi ladira, because the whole idea of Eruv is that it's a dira, and this dira is different than the dira of the chatzar, or the dira of the mavui, and therefore you have to put it in a dira, and they become shutfim in the dira. But if it's not royal ladira, it's not a dira, it doesn't apply to all these halachas. Eruve chatzeros e manichimbo, aval shituf manichimbo. You can't put the eruve chatzeros in this house, but you can put the shituf mavuos in this house. My timer, the logorim mechotzer shibamavut, because it's no worse than putting it outside in the courtyard. The halacha is that in order to make an eruv in the chotzer, right, all the houses have to become like one house. So you have to put the eruv in one of the houses, and now all of them become shutvim in that house, and all the houses become the same rishus. So it has to be in a house. Mashenkin, by the mavui, what you're doing is connecting all the chatzeros. All the chatzeros now should be considered one rishus, just like the mavui, which is one common rishus. So therefore, you don't put the shituf mavuos in a house, you put it in the chatzer. So if you put it in the house, it's no that's less than dalad al dalad, is no worse than putting it in the chatzer. If there wouldn't be any walls there, it would be okay. Koshkein, if there's walls, and it's less than dalad al dalad. That's in the Snan, that's what we have in the Mishnah. Eruve chatzeros bechatzer. Eruve chatzeros is in the chatzer. And the Gemara is going to ask on that. It's not, it's in the house. Shitufei mavui b'mavui. And the shituf of a mavui goes in the mavui. B'havinan bo, the Gemara says, we looked into this and that's not true. Eruve chatzeros bechatzer. The eruv that you make, eruve chatzeros, you put in the courtyard. B'asnan, anosin eruve b'beishar, achsadr, mirpesos, eno eruv. Even if you put it in a place that's not a real house, right, in a beishar, which is like a guard butka, or achsadra, which is a what's it called, a like a mirpeset, or a mirpeset. Achsadra is a what's it called, is a room that's not completely enclosed, and a mirpeset is a mirpeset. It's the second floor balcony from which you go into the houses of the second floor. So it's not a house. If you put it there, you're not yotze to the Eruv. The Eruv has to be in a house. Ain't no Eruv. V'hador shom ain't no osur. And if somebody lives in the mirpeset, or in achsadra, or in the guard house, right, that he doesn't asur other people from carrying. He's not considered a house. So you can't put it in the chotzer. You have to put it in the house. You can't put it even in these kind of houses. You surely can't put it outside in the open courtyard. Ela'ema, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Eruve chatzeros b'bayish b'chatzer. The Eruve chatzeros has to go into one of the houses that opens into the courtyard. The shitufei mavuos b'chatzer shebamavui. And shitufei mavuos has to go into one of the courtyards that opens into the mavui. And since by shituf mavuos, it doesn't have to be in a house. It has to be in the courtyard, right? So it's no worse if it's in a house that's in the courtyard. It's no worse than the courtyard itself. Forget about it being a house. If you take away the walls and it's just sitting in the courtyard, it'll be okay. Kolsh came if it's within the walls of something that's less than dalad al dalad. V'hai lo gora mechotzer shibamavut. This house, which is less than dalad al dalad, is no worse than if there wouldn't be any walls at all and it was in the chotzer, which is kosher. So shituf mavuos you could put in this house, but not a ruve chatzeros. Rashi, kulu bias ksibahu mezuzos. All of them, the pasuk says bias, And that excludes something that's less than Dalet of Dalet. Mezuzos Beisecha, Kisiv Nebayis Chodosh, Ubo Asher Lo Habayis, by Negoyim, Kiyimkor Beis Moshav, Asher Bona Bayis Chodosh, all of them in the Pasuk say Bayis. Bayis is not less than Dalet of Dalet. Hochi Garsiner, Ein Ma'arvin, Ve Mishtafin Bo, Ve Ein Manichin Bo Eruv, De Lochazi Ledira. Eruv Echatzeros, Ein Manichin Bo, Avos Shitupe Mavuos Manichin Bo. The lo chazi l'dira, the time of the eruva, meforish be'eruvin, mishum dira. The whole purpose of the eruv is to make it all one dira. The bayis shenosin bo hapas shel eruv havi ki'ilu kulam darim besochav. Once they become shutvin in that pas and put it in one of the houses, it's like they all live in that house commonly, and all the houses now become common property. The nim says kol achotzer mishtameshes l'bayis echot. Right, the whole chotzer now has connection to this one house that they all are shutfim in. Hilkach bayis the roy ledira boina nida bayis, it's roy ledira. Right, comes out, the way Rashi learns is that they all become shutfim in this one house, like they're all living in that one house. So forget about their own personal houses. The whole chotzer now is mishtamish, one common house. So even if they carry from their own private houses, but their ikar dira is where their pas is. In the other guy's house. So the other guy's house is everybody's houses together. So you're only makshiv that house as the one that opens into the chotzer, and all the other ones are like bottle. Others learn that by being a shutuf in this pass, even though it's only in one house, they become a shutuf in all the houses together. All the houses now become common property together. Therefore the place where the eruv is has to be fit for living. And that house that's less than Dalet of Dalet doesn't have to give, doesn't have to be part of this Eruv. Right? Since you can't put the Eruv in the place like that, they don't have to be part of the Eruv either. Kivin de la Mikri Dira, since that house is not called Dira, Ein Hador Bo Osra B'nei HaChotzer. Then a person who lives in that house is not living in a private property, it's not property. So therefore it doesn't Aser on the rest of the people of the Chotzer. Shein Rishus Al Klum. His Rishus is not considered property, the Chlau. The logar mechatzer, however, shitufei mavuos, you can put in a house that's less than Dalet al Damit, because not worse than putting it in the open courtyard. She'eno mekora, that doesn't have a roof or walls. The hainomi, saleke kefo v'kiruyo, take away the walls and the roof, kimi she'eno nimtza, don't consider them at all, because they're less than 4x4, shituf omid ba'avra chatzer. So where is the shituf? In the middle of the chatzer, which is fine. Usnan, the shituf nosim ba'avra chatzer. The shituf you can put in the, in an open courtyard. Because the purpose is to make all the courtyards one, just like the mavui is a rishus that everybody shares together, all the chatzeros. Mishum de eruv hachatzer, l'tziruf abatim, hu lios kulam kedorim b'bayis echad. Right? Hilkach, bo'inim bayis or eladira. When it comes to the chatzer and the batim, we want all the houses to be considered like one, so you need a house. The shituf ha-mavui einu elu l'tzaref ha-chatzeros. But by the mavui, the purpose is to make all the chatzeros, all the courtyards, one common place, just like the mavui. So therefore, you don't have to put it in a house, you have to put it in the courtyard. The chatzeros lav dira ninu. Chatzer is not dira. People live in a chatzer. They're mishtamish with a chatzer. The hilkach lo boy dira. Therefore, you don't need a makom dira to put the shituf mavos. You just need a chatzer. Ela ba dira shel chatzer dayu. Makom mishtamer, place where it's protected. The yu kol hachatzeros kulam kilo mishtam tashmish on lios echad. Then the tashmish of all the chatzeros becomes one common tashmish. Mi minter lo garsinam di imishum the tirusa tarvayu the tirusa boy. Right. The Mara, you don't have a girsa that you need a house because it has to be protected, but in the chatzer, no, it's not true. And the chatzer also has to be in a protected place. The old bechatzer minter hu bechli. In the chatzer it is protected, you put it into a kli. Right? It's in the chatzer, but it's protected in some kind of sow, in some kind of basket or whatever. Me'eruv porach. The question is from the eruv. The boy buys beis dira. A chatzer, an eruv needs a bias. Kenemuchach lekamon. Elohachi garsina. Eruv echatzeros bechatzer. Vasnan anosin is eruvo. So it says eruv hagovim botach chatzer venosin of a beis shar. Hainu beis kpayis katan shalifnei shara chatzer, omni vifnim om bachutz, vishomra pesach yosef sham. It's a little guardhouse that's either outside or right inside the chatzar, and you have to go through there to get to the chatzar. It's a guardhouse. Achsadra shlifnei abayis according portico. Achsadra is like a porch, but it's not what's it called? Doesn't have mechitzas around. Mirpesis aliyah aruka pnei chatzar. That's the balcony that after you climb up the stairs to the second floor, you get onto this balcony. And from the balcony, you go into the doors of the second floor houses. Pnei Rishus Arabim, Ubo Psochim Harbe, Lefi Mechitzo Seho. The Diurim B'chol Achas V'Achas. They're rooms, right? And then there's the Mirpeset in front of the rooms. The Osi Mirpeset Aruka, long Mirpeset, Lefi Apsochim Ka'orech Aliyah. It's as long as the rooms, all the doors of the rooms across, like a motel. The kulan olim b'sulam echad the mirpeset. You go up a ladder to get to the balcony. The derech hamirpeset nichnos yotzin kulam, and everybody comes out onto the balcony and then down the ladder. Mirpeset, whatever it is, the sulam is a ladder. Okay. Eino eruv the lochazi ledira. If you put the eruv in one of these in the mirpeset, in the achsadra, the beishar, it's not an eruv because none of them people don't live there. She kol ayotzin v'nichnos over alam. It's just a place for passage, not a place for living. Elohachi komar. Erubei chatzeros abayish b'chatzer. What it should say is, the erubei chatzeros has to be in a house that's in the chatzer. V'hai b'chatzer diktani labad vira. Doesn't mean in the chatzer itself. Ela be'echad habatim shabal. One of the houses that opens into the chatzer. Ulafike fuke bayish b'chatzer acheres shei mitzarfon. Can't put it into one of the houses in a different chatzer. Has to be one of the houses in that chatzer that you're making the Eruv with. The Shitufei Mavuos Diktani B'mavui Hachinami Ka'amar Ba'achas HaChatzer Shemav. You don't put the Shitufei Mavuos in the alley. You put it in one of the courtyards that open into the alley. La'fuke Chatzer Shemavui Acheres. You don't put it in some other alley, in a courtyard of some other alley. You put it in a courtyard in that alley. Okay. One. The Ein Osin Oso Ibur Ben Shtei Yoros. If this house connects two cities, it's not considered a connection. And if without the house, they're more than 141 and a third amas apart, right, from one end of one city to the other, then they're considered like two cities. Why? Dafilu keburgnin lo mashvinen le. Right? The halo burgnin is if you have a little tzrif that they used to put up in the fields in the time of the harvest or whatever. It was a temporary thing, and they used to live in there during the harvest. That's burgenin. So burgenin do connect the city. So why is this not as good as burgenin? Burgenin also you don't live in. Shaila whether the burgenin, as Machlok Shishonim, is 4x4. It's just that it's temporary. So something less than 4x4 that's permanent should be as good as something 4x4 that's temporary. That's the Gemara's question. Or no, the burgin don't even have to be 4x4. If it's only a temporary thing, right, then even if it's not 4x4, it's okay. But a permanent thing that's not 4x4 is not okay. So Gemara says it doesn't make sense. If a temporary thing that's not 4x4 is okay, then surely a permanent thing that's not 4x4 should be okay. Right? Why? My time. A burgin chosel musayu. A burgin is fit for what its purpose is. It's not a beis dira, it's just a temporary place. So therefore, it's considered a connection. V'hai lo chazir moseh, but this is not a temporary place. This is a permanent place where you're going to live. And it's not fit for living. So mail, it's bottle. Right. Okay. What's it called? Shaila by a burgenin would be a sukkah. If a sukkah during, what's it called, during sukkahs, that's less than arba, according to Rebbe, would be kosher for be what's it called since it's chazi l'milsai, right? Or so would it be good to be a burgenin or not, right? Or if you put the eruv in a sukkah, would it be good? So the Sfasemis says for two reasons good. First of all, it's fit for what its purpose is during that time, and also migu that it helps for sukkah, it helps for Shabbos too. Okay. The ain't ha'achin ha'shutfin cholkin bo. No, not Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about a sukkah that has kosher sukkah, 7x7, right? The ain't ha'achin va'shutfin cholkin bo. right? The people who are partners in a room like this, you can't force one to split it up. Time of the less be dalad amas, or is be dalad amas choket. Mashmah, it's only because it's not 4x4. But if it would be 4x4, then they could force each other to split it up. You don't split up even a chotzer unless each one gets arba amas. Surely a room you don't split up unless each one gets a full arba amas. That means it has to be 8 amas to be split up. 8x8. Not 4x4. Or 8x4. Not 4x4. Ela ema ein bo din chaluka kechotzer. Not that you don't split it. You wouldn't have to split it up unless there's 4 amas for each one. But something that's less than 4 amas, you don't split it up like you split up a chotzer. The Omer Rav Huna, what's the way that you split up a chotzer? Chotzer lefi psochei mischalekes. If people were, they yarshened in shutfis, or they bought together an area, big chotzer, and there were houses opened into the chotzer. And now you want to split up the chotzer. So how do you split it up? So Rav Huna says you split it up according to opening, doorways. Everybody gets a portion in the chotzer according to how many entrances he has into the chotzer. Because the whole purpose of the chotzer is to be mishtamish, the bayis. You go out of the house and you have now usage of this courtyard. So how many exits you have, that's how many parts you have of the chotzer. The way Rashi learns is the chotzer, the big chotzer, right? And this guy has two entrances into it. Another guy has only one entrance. Then he gets two-thirds. The other guy's one-third. You split up the chotzer according to how many entrances enter into the chotzer. That's what Rav Huna says. For Rav Chisda Omar, nosin l'chol pesach u'pesach arba amos. Right? You give each one arba amos for their pesach. Okay? And the rest of the chotzer you split evenly. V'hashar chokin oso b'shove. You give him 4 amos into the chotzer according to the width of the door. If you have 5 doors, you get 4 amas into the chotzer according to the length of all your doorways. Right? And they, what's it called? And after that, whatever's left, you split evenly. Dohani mile bayis, the mahavi koi, yahavina le chotzer. Haide le mister koi lo yavin le chotzer. That's only a bayis that you're going to remain. But it's something less than dalad al dalad, you're not going to leave there. You're going to destroy it. There's no purpose for it. So therefore, you don't give him arba amos in the chotzer, right, or a share in the chotzer. According to that opening from that house, it has to be from a legitimate house of at least arba amos by arba amos. Rashi. Chotzer din chaluka b'chotzer. Umahu din chaluka. What is this halach of how you split up a chotzer? Kid Rav Huna Rav Chisda. Either like Rav Huna or Rav Chisda. But a house that's less than 4x4 doesn't have a share in that chaluka. Chotzer mischalekes lefi psachera. Chotzer shohayu bo batim psuchim ba. You have a chotzer that has houses open into it. Vilkilkua shnei achim beinehem. Right? And they split up the houses. Zen notl shlosha batim ketanim. Zen notl kenegdim bayis gadol. This one took 3 little houses with 3 doorways into the chotzer. And the other one took 1 big bayis, but with only 1 opening. Right? In bol lechalik avir shel chotzer. Now, if they want to split up the chotzer, ze shenotel shlosha batim aktanim, notel gimel chalokim, kamin shlosha psochim. Ze notel revia. So the one who has the 3 houses gets 3 quarters, and the guy who has the 1 house, even though they're equal size, the houses, but the chotzer's mishtamesh, the exits and entrances, not the totality of the house. And therefore, you only count the rooms that open into the chotzer, not rooms that don't open into the chotzer, open into each other. The whole halacha is only how many entrances and exits into the chotzer. L'ficha chotzer mischalekes liyapsochet. That's what Rav Huna holds. Rav Chisda Amar ein tzorach liten v'chol pesach ela dalet amas kenegdon mina pesach v'hala urechavim baruch ala pesach. You don't have to give a full share in the chotzer according to the Pesach. What you do is, you give arba amos deep into the chotzer according to the width of that opening. However the opening is, the door is. Right? That's what you have to give. That as soon as he comes out of his house, he has 4 amos in the chotzer Kineged his Pesach. Vafilu rochav yud amos, notu dalet amos b'meshef. If the doorway is 10 amos wide, he gets 4 amos into the chatzer by 10 amos wide for that Pesach. And then the rest of the chatzer you split evenly. B'meshef, kineged kol rochav l'farik maso, because the purpose is that he should be able to put down his load before he gets into the house, right? Leave things in the chatzer as you go into the house. So it's mishamish, the entrances and exits from the house. Ubayis cotton zeh pasuach midalit ain le pischov din chaluka little bechatzer lo kravun of lo krav chista. But a house that's less than dalit al damet that opens into the chatzer doesn't get anything special for its entrance or exit, because it's not you. It's going to be destroyed. You're not going to leave it like that. You don't leave a bayis in the chatzer. It's less than dalit al damet. The honey mila de shokel chelit bechatzer bayis to mahavi koi. Bayis that's going to remain. Therefore you need it on an ongoing basis to have something to put down your things before you come into the house. But a bias that's less than dalet is not going to be left there. You're going to just demolish it in order to make room in the chatzer, and therefore it doesn't get any preferences in the chatzer itself.